Hello. Sorry, that was terrible. It was too sing-songy. We're not going to use that hello. Hey guys, this is Father Alec. Welcome to Catholic Bites. I'm here with a good friend and frequent Catholic Bites contributor, maybe most frequent Catholic Bites contributor, Father Conrad. And we are going to talk about something that I think is universally experienced and perhaps frustrating, but also maybe important, which is like difficulty in prayer.
Yeah, and in particular, like why people stop praying sometimes or why praying can be hard. And we think that praying should be like, I'm levitating, I'm ecstatic, or at least sure. I feel really good. And then when I don't feel good, then things
That's when you abandon prayer because it's not working anymore or whatever.
Well, exactly. And part of it is like, it's just our own kind of cultural milieu that we're in that like, especially millennials from what I've heard, but like...
we are millennials.
We are millennials. but there's this understanding that life is about grabbing like powerful and good experiences.
Absolutely right.
So I was listening to a report the other day about how because of, you know, millennial buying habits and things like that, stores that are normal retail stores have kind of failed, you know, like because Amazon, you can just buy everything you want.
Sure.
You can buy your toilet paper you can buy your books on Amazon, which is all I ever really need in life. But, you know, the things that remain in retail space is, you know, experiential stores. So you have hair salons and you have indoor skydiving and
you have classic.
You have your trampoline dodgeball and other great ways to have wine tasting and mustard tasting and whatever other kind of great experiences you can have. Bars and restaurants are thriving because you want to have good, powerful experiences. And so we think the same thing about prayer.
That like
my experience of prayer needs to be this powerful, good experience all the time.
Sure.
Otherwise I'm doing something wrong.
And sure. Like, or else even if you don't think you are doing something wrong, like, or else what's the point? You
know,
I could
exactly.
go have other experiences. I could be on a mountain or I could be at the indoor skydiving arena rink.
Yeah. I don't know what you would call the indoor skydiving place. What do you call a group of indoor skydivers?
I don't
know. Gaggle
There's
of skydivers.
Be a collective. For that, right?
Yeah, no. So, There's a book by Romano Guardini on prayer, and he says that like it's okay that sometimes you have to force yourself to pray. And at first you're thinking like, that doesn't sound right at all. Shouldn't prayer be this act of love? But in reality, there are moments in prayer in which it is just dry and difficult and dark.
Yeah.
And that's not actually bad. And this kind of leads into just this awesome book that I've been really into recently, which is Mother Teresa's book, Come Be My Light, which is
awesome.
Kind of a, it's a collection of her writings about her own spiritual life and a little autobiography through her writings. And it shows that she has this profound spiritual darkness, you know, like all throughout her, from the, like the moment she started the Missionaries of Charity for 40 years, she didn't have a great experience in prayer.
Which is like remarkable to think about, right? Like, because I think when we have these dryness in prayers, I think our mind first goes to I'm not trying hard enough. I'm not holy enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living the Christian life right. So I mean, when you look at Mother Teresa, it's like, you know, basically unless you are a generational saint, none of you are going to be as holy as Mother Teresa was.
That's not true. We should aspire. People ought to be.
Okay,
they're
fine.
As holy as God wants them to be. Yeah. No. But the fact is, like, our picture of what a saint is. You know, you would think, oh, if I prayed like a saint, I would be in ecstasy all the time,
sure.
And I would be levitating,
like
and
Cupertino.
I would be. Yeah, exactly. And I would be. You know, it would be such a great and powerful experience, and I'd just be able to fall into God. And reality, that's not necessarily the case. Great saints oftentimes had difficulty and dryness in prayer.
Yeah, I think I remember when this book came out, there was almost like a, the initial responses were like, oh, maybe Mother Teresa wasn't so holy. You're like, oh,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
there was a
you
shock.
Totally missed the point.
And the point was that dryness in prayer actually brought her closer to the Lord because she couldn't experience him. We can get addicted to good experiences.
Definitely.
And good spiritual experiences. Like you can be searching for just that perfect moment in your holy hour, which is a gift. But if you're just clinging to that and not clinging to the Lord, then you're not getting closer to Jesus. You're getting closer to an experience or a gift that he's giving you. And he gives you the gift in order to bring you closer to his heart, not in order to just like get fed up on candy. And
I think a common thought is that like when we receive grace, it's accompanied by emotion, mm-hmm. right? Like this is the thought, and it comes because at sacramental moments, at really big moments in our life, there often are these emotions. But we can't ever think like grace is automatically accompanied by emotional, you know, fullness. That's an extra gift. That's yeah. something greater that God wants to give us.
And God has kind of a pattern for this. And like St. Teresa of Avila talks about it, and St. John of the Cross, and a bunch of these other great saints. And the pattern is that God first entices us. He gives us these great experiences. You had a great moment in a retreat, or you heard a great homily for the first time, and all of a sudden you had this moment of profound conversion. And then He leads you out into the desert, and He goes, oh, you know, all of a sudden He takes away some from that experience. And this is what happened to Mother Teresa. She had this profound intimacy with the Lord, heard Him speaking to her, heard Him like loving her heart, and then desert for a long time. And that's there on purpose. It's not like you messed up somewhere on the, oh shoot, I said that Hail Mary, you know, with an extra amen at the end, and now God is punishing me. No, this is a sign of growth in the spiritual life, because now you're given the opportunity to love Him alone. St. John of the Cross talks about nada, 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 nothing, nothing, nothing.
Yeah.
That even like an appearance of Jesus Himself could be something that would prevent you from actually loving Jesus, because you want the experience more than you want Him.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
the way to love Him is to love Him with the cross, to love Him in darkness, to love Him in dryness, and to allow that longing within you for Jesus to grow in those moments. And that's what happened to Mother Teresa in Come Be My Light. Like, she describes this incredible longing and love for God, and then His absence there. And it's not, she's just like, I want Him so badly, and He's not there. And God, what is He doing? He's not torturing her. He's helping that love to grow. And then the evidence of that love, the fruit of that love, is so evident to all of us.
It's,
you know,
it's so great. I mean, because we already knew before this book came out, Mother Teresa, this amazing saint who gave up everything. And you like we who even knew that she was going through spiritual kind of warfare, right? Like,
yeah.
she was really being tested. I mean, growing up as a child, and even afterwards, I always thought like, oh, well, with Mother Teresa, you know, yes, she was caring for these people in the streets, and she was helping these poorest of the poor, these people who had nothing. But I'm sure when she went back home, she felt great. You know, like
yeah.
she felt really great about everything, and she'd pray, and God would be like, you're doing such a great job, Mother Teresa, and thank you for caring for my poor. And to realize that not only was she doing these jobs that, you know, that most people would never undertake in their whole lives because they're too hard, she also was being tested by the Lord, or invited to grow by the Lord in this spiritual challenge.
And that's one of the beautiful things about the spiritual life, is oftentimes we, because we're in the middle of it, we don't have an understanding of what's going on in our hearts. We can't see it. We're in the midst of things. But you can see the results from the outside.
Yeah.
Like Mother Teresa, there is no doubt in anyone's mind that she was on fire with the Lord's love, and that the Lord was working in her, and there was bearing fruit. And she, in the midst of it, she's like, I'm away from the Lord. I'm, mm-hmm. And so there's this dichotomy. And that's one of the reasons why it's good, if we're praying or we want to grow in the holy the spiritual life, you know, to have someone on the outside kind of looking in on
sure.
us. So like having a spiritual director who can kind of guide us, and when we're praying and we want to grow in holiness, but we don't know what's going on and we can't see it because we're kind of caught up in things, someone who can say, you know, and encourage us, no, you're with the Lord. The Lord is present here, even if you can't feel Him or He's absent.
Yeah, no, it's, and I mean, you hit it a nail on the head. It's like you look at Mother Teresa and you say she radiates the joy of the Lord, and you see people crying when they're in her presence. It's just amazing to think that she was given this incredible experience at the cross, and she grew into such a spiritual master and such an incredible saint from it. Well, I think that was, you know, certainly we went from millennials to difficulty in prayer to, you
Mother
know,
Teresa.
Into indoor skydiving to Mother Teresa.
Well, I guess the encouragement we can all take is like, we should all grow in prayer. Like, we can, God will do it for us. And if you're feeling a difficulty or dryness in prayer, don't give up.
Never, you know, give up.
Keep striving, longing for the Lord, and He will do incredible things in your heart.
Always have faith. We certainly covered a lot today. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you enjoyed this content and you'd like to find more like it, please visit our website at CatholicBitesPodcast.com. We're also available on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Yeah. Yeah, knocked it out of the park.
How many tries was that? My eighth try.
That was like your eighth try.